This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting hour of power with Coach Alfie Townsend. This is the Saving the Investor radio broadcast, and this is where Coach Alfie helps you take the emotion out of investing, because if you're going to be a successful investor and you're going to retire with confidence, you're going to need a financial strategist on your side, and that person is Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend. Give him a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Call in the next 15 minutes, and you're going to receive an easy-to-understand plan to show you where you are now and what you should be doing going forward. He's also going to run a fee report for you to untangle all your hidden costs. He's also going to take a look at all of your mutual funds, annuities. He's going to expose advisor fees. And basically, it's better for you to keep your hard-earned cash than to put it in the pocket of others. Alfie's going to run a brief tax analysis as well to reduce your taxes and really the best places to withdraw your money from. So he really specializes in those that are currently retired or soon to be retired. Give him a call at 561-1155. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he will examine your portfolio from the inside out, doing what he calls a financial MRI. You also can contact him at info@savingtheinvestor.com, and you can go over to the website savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And today we're going to be talking about interest rates. We're going to be taking your questions that you submitted. We're going to be talking about a plethora of different topics that are really beneficial to you as a savvy investor. And the person that brings you great information and gives you a wealth of direction is sitting right across from me, Coach Alfie Townsend. Great to see you on another beautiful Saturday morning. Boy, it's gorgeous.
Oh, it sure is. Good morning, John. Good morning, Southwest Florida. Yes, it is a beautiful day, and it was a busy week. My goodness.
Well, you were away last week. That's why they doubled you up, right?
Doubled us up, and yes, it was the week before I was out of town. I got back Friday, got back 1:30 in the morning. Hate those late flights. Well, Tommy, my wife, you know, she said, hey, well, here's Southwest. You got a free ticket, Alfie. You're going to Topeka, Kansas nonstop, but on the way back, you got to go from Topeka up north to Milwaukee, and then up from Milwaukee down to Fort Myers. Oh, my goodness. I said, you know, it's easy for you to book these tickets, but I'm the one that has to fly them. So,
yeah, it's funny.
I got back real late. But anyway, I met a real nice couple going up there to Milwaukee. They were he was introducing his girlfriend of 6 months to mom and dad. And and I talked to them for a solid hour. But it was real nice. So things happened for a reason. And a lot of things are happening in the market this week. We had, you know, it was pretty up and down.
Yeah, nothing, down a little bit early in the week and then back up.
Yeah, nothing earth-shattering. And I believe that, you know, now that the rates have went up a little bit, the prime went up a little bit, it's going to hopefully, it doesn't look like anything in the near future is going to be popping more rates up because they had a couple of them already. So they said it's going to be more gradual now. So that's a good thing. And the market likes that, and the market had a nice day on Thursday after the rate increase because it was, a quarter of a point. So, what does that mean? Now, some of our fixed instruments have received higher returns already, starting to increase returns. So, you know, rates going up is not a bad thing as long as they don't.
What is that, for the bonds is better? Or?
Well, for bonds, now, when rates go up for bonds, you know, you're going to have some, you're going to have the new bonds are going to be okay, but when you're talking about these long-term bonds that you're in, if you have long-term bonds, you need to really come in and give us a call because we want to analyze that for you and show you what happens as interest rates go up, bonds go down. Everyone knows that it's inverse. You know, as interest rates go up, bonds go down. So if you have long-term interest rates, you're going to be getting your interest that you're from those bonds, but what happens if you want to get out of them, it's going to take a big hit.
Yeah, well, as you said, you know, consumer confidence is the highest in over 15 years. And Yellen did say, you know, the message is the economy is doing well, roughly 16 million jobs added to the U.S. economy since the worst of the recession. So what is the effect of interest rate changes for all these different segments like pre-retirees, those that are retired, savers, bond owners? There's a lot of different ramifications that take place based upon the interest rate changes. And I'm sure people that are listening want to know what some of those ramifications, what they will be and what they should do to prepare as interest rates obviously tick up.
Well, interest rates are going to go up, and it's as interest rates go up, you know, your savings are going to start getting more, your money markets should start getting a little bit better, you know, which is good for retirees. And, you know, the market is not, as interest rates go up, you're going to see the market. If you go back to the 90s and 80s when interest rates were decent, you know, where you can have some saving in there and make some money on that, the market was doing very well. So the cost of doing business increases. So the market does, you know, from equities that you own will go up. So it's a good thing overall. We just don't want it to skyrocket. If it's skyrocketing, that means, you know, the debt, that's a problem with the debt. That's why they're going to keep these rates low for a while, because we owe so much, and that's having to pay back the debt is going to put a big burden on paying it back if rates are through the roof. So they will keep the rates. I don't think they're going to be going up real, real fast.
Yeah, and I mean, the debt is obviously the budget that just came out that he's presenting. Obviously, have a lot of cuts to them, and obviously, it just keeps the actual debt at sort of a flat rate. They said it's not really going to start tackling it yet. So obviously, the debt is going to go up over $20 trillion in just a short time here and continue to rise. But it would be a nice best of both worlds scenario if you could earn 4-5%, you know, in CDs, and then obviously the market continues to tick up. I mean, that would be something favorable for a lot of people, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and what we would do on our guarantee size, I would, instead of having like a 50-50 portfolio, moderate portfolio for our clients, we can maybe give them a 60-40 portfolio, because some of that money could be in something guaranteed at a decent rate, a 3 or 4% rate of return. So there are things that we would adjust, and that's what's nice about dealing with a certified financial planner is we're going to look at your overall plan and then put a plan together in place. You know, tackling when interest rates go up, tackling when taxes are lowered or increased, whatever comes about, we always are going to stay ahead. That's why I was up, went to Topeka. There's a group over there that we, you know, it's like a mastermind group that we get together and talk about what's going on and the best way to serve our clients. And if you're not growing, I always say you're dying, because you have to grow in this business. And if you're even taking off during the months of December, I can't wait to get back in January. I just don't like to take a lot of time off. And right now we can't take a lot of time off because we are very busy. We're looking, we'll make hopefully a special announcement in the next week or two about another channel that we're trying to get our show on. And that will be a great one. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, you got a lot of exciting things. You have your book coming out. I know you're going to have a launch in May, and that's exciting, keeping you in the retirement fairway. And really, a lot of people are getting off course because this is really a good time to maximize what they have, isn't it? I mean, you know, obviously the markets are up, the confidence is up. You know, the future forecast is that things are going to be, you know, bullish. People should really come in and have that financial MRI done, shouldn't they? Because this is really the time to make sure that they're positioned for the uptick that is going to come in the market, aren't you?
Yeah, let's talk about that. So give us a call, and this is what you're going to get. You're going to get an easy-to-understand plan to show you where you are now and where you should be going forward. We're also going to run what we call a fee report to untangle your hidden costs and, you know, see what you're paying in those mutual funds, the annuities, your advisor fees. You know, it's better to keep more of your hard-earned money that in your pocket opposed to theirs. And we're going to do also a brief tax analysis to show you how you might reduce your taxes and the best places to withdraw your money from. And last but not least, we're going to put an income plan together, which will help really take the guesswork out of retirement. And this is a complete financial MRI. That's what we call our financial MRI review. So pick up the phone now and give us a call over the next 15 minutes to get your financial MRI. And I think it's so important to do that. So our phone number is 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or you go to savingtheinvestor.com.
Sit down with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. Again, you can email him at info@savingtheinvestor.com or give him a call at 561-1155. Local call 561-1155. You owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Sit down with Southwest Florida's financial planner. He is a certified financial planner professional. Alfie Townsend, 561-1155. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
In studio with Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Alfie, my question to you, we've got this new administration, a new president. Some people might be timid. You don't think they should, though?
I don't think so. We're going to have lower rates across the board. He's taking the tax rate right now and going to bring it down from a 39% for corporations down to 10 or 15. That's going to bring a lot of money back into the United States, and that's going to be a lot of money that's going to be able to be spent. I think it's going to be a great time for people to get back in the market and have a plan in place.
And ultimately it leads to a bigger, more booming economy.
I believe so. And people right now, they're coming in the office, Trey, and they have confidence and like I've never seen before in a long, long time. This confidence is back. And I think that that's going to help.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today. 561-1155. That's 561-1155 or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Phone number is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Call in the next 15 minutes. Be a caller that asks for a financial MRI review. Alfie's been talking about it in this broadcast. It's going to expose all your hidden fees. It's going to make sure you're allocated and diversified properly. Make sure you're not taking undue risk for the amount of return that you're getting. And he's going to answer the question, should my income last? 561-1155. We're talking about the Fed today, the interest rates that have gone up, the consumer confidence. Obviously, jobs are being added incredibly, and a lot more jobs. And I mean, if he gets this infrastructure bill, which is over $1 trillion, I mean, I don't know how they're going to finagle that. But basically, if he can get that done, that's going to add more jobs along with the pipelines that are being built and the steel that's being built. My God, if people can get back to work and we can cut this interest rate or our unemployment rate down to what? What does it need to really get down to really get
into
it?
Well, the true rate, John, you know, back, I don't know how many years ago, but it used to be calculated a little bit different, quite a bit different. So it used to be if you're still looking for work, I think it was where they counted that as unemployed still.
So we really don't know.
They're saying the real unemployment really is at 19, I heard, something.
Wow.
High, pretty high. Might be 15 to 19. It's very high because what happens after 2 years, they quit looking. Now, it used to be like 13 weeks of unemployment. Yeah, 13 weeks of unemployment, and then that's it. They stopped. Then it moved to 26, and then
Some people get two years.
Yeah. So, and then they go back to work, and they're not making as much as they were unemployment. So they, you know, saying, you know, it's not worth the work. So that's where if you had good jobs and you can make money, and I just feel like when you're working, you're more productive. You feel better about yourself, and I just think the whole if you get people back to work. I think the deficit was cut like $53 billion in a short time. So when you're working, that's cutting the deficit. When people are paying taxes, and you're getting less people on unemployment and everything. So it's a good thing, and it's very, very important to get people back to work. That's why President Trump is so dedicated, and that's his main passion is to get people back to work.
So basically, if people are back to work and they're paying taxes, obviously you can't really save or accumulate wealth if you're not working. But obviously, if people are investing more, does that have an effect on the market if more people are investing in the market?
Well, more money in the market, yeah. It definitely the excitement. If you look at the S&P and the Dow, they always talk about how much volume they have, and they like volume. They like volume, so it does increase. When you have volume, it increases the market. So yes, that's a good thing to have volume. So when people are working, they're putting money in, they're saving money, they're not dependent on the government. That's all good things. But I do want to say something. I said this at the workshop last week at Ruth Chris workshop, and you know, the market's been doing very well lately. And I think people have amnesia, John, where they forget, oh, the market's doing good, so they forget what happens when it does go the other way, and
sure,
it will go the other way. That's what it's ebb and flow. That's what the market is. It goes up, it goes down, and the main thing is as it goes down, you want to make sure that yours isn't going down too much. And the important thing is to have a plan in place. And if you don't really, if you haven't had your portfolio or your income plan checked out since 2008, it is so important because since 2008, you could be in a in a whole different portfolio from someone, and you've never had it checked out, but you don't know what it would do if we have another 08 or another 2000, 2001, 2002. And I'm not dooming and glooming out here. I'm just saying it's best to understand what you have, and you might be just perfect. And that's what that financial MRI we talk about does for you. So if you have not have your portfolio or your income plan or a fee assessment of your advisor or fee assessment of your funds, and people say, you know, I don't have any fees, I don't see them. Well, that's why you have to get it checked out, because these are fees that you cannot see, you don't see on your statement. So it's important to have that. But if you haven't had that really since 2008 and beyond, it's about time to do it. Pick up the phone, and enough of sitting on the sidelines saying, you know, I've been hearing you a long time, Alfie, and I get that all the time. I've been listening to you guys, and you know, I just made up my mind to give you a call. You know, and that's okay. And sometimes, you know, that's what radio is. We've been on the radio for years now and on TV, so people say the same thing about TV, and it's a good thing. But you need to really find out what you have, find out what you're holding, because if you don't really know what's inside your holdings, and I'm not talking about just the companies, I'm talking about how it can perform during good and bad times, it's a true analysis, a stress test on your holdings to see how it would, you know, hold up during different times. It's very important to do.
Well, you owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner professional. He is a certified financial planner, and you can sit down with him and get that complimentary financial MRI review. Just ask for it. Call in the next 15 minutes, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. You also can email him at info@savingtheinvestor.com. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to be right back with the coach right after this break, so don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here, but you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9, right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Call in the next 15 minutes and ask for your complimentary financial MRI. You can meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. The phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. There's absolutely no obligation, and you can meet with him in two beautiful offices, Fort Myers or Naples. And you know, coach, we're talking about consumer confidence. We're talking about the MRI. But really, there's three questions that maybe you can address to our listeners, and maybe they're not even asking these questions. And number one is, do they have some kind of financial goals? Number two, do they have a written income plan? And number three, do they know what their risk tolerance is? Why are those three things so important in the scope of really setting a course towards retirement so that you can retire with confidence?
Well, you have to have all those plans in place, John, to understand where you're going. It's almost like, if you get in the car and you don't have an address to put into your GPS, how are you going to get there?
That's good, yeah.
You know, and that's the same thing. If you have all this money, people come in and they have this money and it's just sitting there and it's in all these different accounts. I remember doing workshops in Maryland, and we had a certified financial, I was a certified financial planner, but we had an elder law attorney. And what he would always emphasize is, if you have all these accounts, especially if you're in retirement, you know, you're close to the taking out your required minimum distributions, and you have these IRAs spread all over the place, you need to have those consolidated, and to understand consolidation, because if you don't take it out, there's a 50% penalty. So if a company did not send you, a bank or a brokerage place did not send you your required distribution, it was supposed to be $10,000, and you didn't take it out because you had these other ones, they thought you you thought you were okay because you got these other ones, but you didn't get that one, that's a $5,000 penalty. So it is so important to have a plan in place for your IRAs, and we can show you. And this is the other thing about IRAs. You know, we're going to talk about this because we are introducing to our office Steve Gibbs, who is a state attorney, and he is going to be working out of our office, and I'm excited about it because our client's been asking for an estate attorney, and you know, we have great recommendations for in Naples. We have a relationship with some attorneys over there. But this one, what I like about him is he has an office in California and here, and what's cool about it is that he is really on the cutting edge of trust and different types of things. And he taught me something last week that I was like blown away. He said, you know, Alfie, the IRAs are protected, as you know, inside an IRA is protected from creditors. I said, well, absolutely. But he says, you know, there was a ruling that the inherited IRAs are not. So if you have an IRA and you want to be able to protect that IRA, and I'm talking about, this is the one that would go to your, not the one that goes to your spouse, because it's still considered an IRA, but an inherited IRA is one that goes to your children, your grandchildren, your friends. If you want that protected, there's ways to protect it, but the way it is right now, as just beneficiaries, it is not protected. So there are ways to protect it. So if you want to know about how to protect your IRA from creditors, it's very important to give us a call, because that was something that, you know, there's other things out there too that he was showing me. So it's going to be nice to have this attorney in-house that I can just pop a question to. And, you know, he doesn't charge me. You know, I'm asking questions because we have a relationship. So there's going to be some, I'm going to have him on the radio with John and I, and it's going to be just a great relationship, because this is what a lot of people have been asking for is, you know, is my trust good here? I'm from out of state, and is it the same here? And so these are all things that we're going to be able to help our clients with. And it's, and the cutting edge that he's with his trust and what he knows, John, is going to be a game changer for our clients.
And it's probably different tax ramifications too, right?
I'm sure. Absolutely. It is. So you have, you know, the thing about it is he'll look at it and say, you know what, in your state, everything's the same except, these documents right here, this. So we'll just do like a codicil, like a will. We'll just change that. You don't need a whole new trust. And that's what's nice about it. It's going to be where he's going to look at it and make changes that are necessary, and not just sell you a trust. Cause you know, he understands with our clients, you know, they're sacred to us, and he's going to treat our clients like sacred clients. Cause that's what, you know, our clients are sacred to us, and he's going to help us with our clients, and he's going to create discounts for them and stuff like that.
That's great, because when you put together an income plan, it's not just financial. I mean, you're looking at obviously living trusts, you know, wills, what's the best. You get involved in all of that with your clients, don't you?
Well, it's holistic planning. Yeah. You know, we have to look at your overall. It's not just, hey, I'll sell you annuity, you know, and that's what a lot of people do. I'll sell you annuity and that's it. No, we have to look at your overall picture, your income replacement for your spouse. Something happens to you. We have to look at income. We have to look at your risks. We have to look at your fees. We have to look at, you know, your estate plan. And that's the important part about dealing with a certified financial planner. I always say we're like the quarterback on your team, because the quarterback can look at this and say, okay, I see a blitz coming. I see, there's different things that we can see that other people can't see that will make your plan better in the future, because that's, people are living longer. I mean, if you think about it, John, the problem is people are living longer, and that's two problems. You're living longer, and a lot of people are concerned about running out of income or making sure that they're not taking unnecessary risk, and that's what you can do.
Yeah, well, give Alfie a call at 561-1155. Ask for your financial MRI review. It's complimentary. You can sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He's going to put an income plan together that will take the guesswork out of retirement. He's going to give you a brief tax analysis as well to show you how you might be able to reduce your taxes and the best place for you to withdraw money from. He's also going to run a fee report that's going to show you all the hidden fees that will untangle a lot of the things that are eating up your returns each and every year. And it's going to be very easy to understand. He's going to answer all your questions. He's going to make sure that your income outlasts you. Give him a call at 561-1155. sit down in Fort Myers or Naples, or you can email him at info@savingtheinvestor.com to request that information. Again, that's info@savingtheinvestor.com. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break, so don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. The phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Call in the next 15 minutes and ask for your complimentary financial MRI. Alfie will examine your portfolio right from the inside out in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he will expose all the hidden fees inside your portfolio. Going to make sure that you're allocated properly, diversified properly. Make sure that you're not going to run out of money so that you have to go back to work. You owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Sit down with the coach in Fort Myers or Naples, and he will give you that complimentary financial MRI. You also can email him at info@savingtheinvestor.com. Well, we want to take some questions from some of you that have emailed us and some that have come from his workshops that he's having. Alfie's got a lot of great things on the horizon. Matter of fact, if you haven't tuned into his television show, you can watch him every Sunday morning right after Chris Wallace on Fox 4 at 10 a.m. He's also on the CW Network at 6 a.m. on Sundays and 9 p.m. on the CTN Television Network as well. He's all over television. He's all over radio. Why is he doing that? Because he's got a message that's going to help you plan for retirement and get there so that you can understand that basically without his direction, it's going to be hard to get to where you want to go because you need a written income plan. So one of these questions that came in, Coach, is I'm confident that we will be in great shape financially for as long as I'm alive. But I'm very concerned about what might happen to my wife after I'm gone. I'm 9 years older than her, so I think she will certainly outlive me. Do I just need to buy a big life insurance policy to be sure that she will be taken care of?
Well, that is an option. The thing about it is, you know, these questions I like, John, but they're sort of, they're not cookie cutter questions. So everyone's situation is different. So here's a person that's 9 years older than his wife. And the income is great right now, but when he passes, the income sounds like it passes too. So it might have been a second marriage, and he had it where he's just a single pay on his pension. So when he goes, his pension goes. So there's a couple things we can do with that. We can look at his overall plan and see what type of investments he has, and see what type of income we can generate from that. If something, you know, when something happens to him, if something happens to him first. Life insurance is an option where we can do a life insurance and pay into that, and that would be a lump sum payment to her tax-free, and then we can create income from what the death proceeds are. So there are things, you know, he's on the right track on that. Give us a call, and we can, you know, put that plan together for you and show you what it would look like.
Okay, and you also do have, I know you talk about it in the past, so maybe we can talk about it, because this would be a good time for those people that have money parked on the sidelines. You know, they're in a money market earning 0.5%. You do have some things where they can keep their money liquid but get a greater percentage return, don't you?
Yeah, that's a good point, John. That's the, we call that lazy money, money that's sitting on the sideline that's not really making any money. But there are programs out there. If you're between the ages of really 55 to 73, this is a program that you put a lump sum of money in.
I don't qualify.
How old are you?
53.
Yeah. What did I say?
I thought you said 55.
I think I said 50. Yeah, I did. We'll have to run that back. Yeah. Yeah, I qualify. I think you're going to be 54 real soon, though, right?
May, yeah.
May, okay.
Don't rush it.
That's my wife. Right when I turned 50, she had me at 51. The day I turned it, I said, can you let me enjoy 50 before you put me at 51? She goes, well, you're going to be 51. I said, I just turned 50.
Yeah.
She know it agitates me.
but you look good for 55.
Well, thanks. But anyway, so the thing about it is this. We're talking about lazy money, just unemployed money, money that's sitting on the sideline. And if you, but you want to have, you don't really want to put that money in the market, and you don't want to, you know, invest it because you're afraid of it going up and down, and you might need it down the road. So there are programs that we have that's average, really, that's average net of everything, almost 5%. 5% a year.
That's a big difference from 1% or half a percent.
So 5% a year is the average net of everything, and you have a lot of other benefits included. You, not everybody qualifies for this because there's a death benefit in there, John, but the difference about this one is that all your money's working for you from day one, and there's no surrender charges or anything. So if you need your money in a week after you put it in, it's there. If you need it in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years, all the gains that it's made, it's there. So you have guarantees in there of it's right at 0.5% to almost 1%, and then you have a potential to make up to 11.5%. So it has some very good features in there, but it's average 5% net of everything, and there's no penalties, and you have access to it. So if you put in, let's say, $250,000, from day one, if something were to happen to you for your heirs, like the guy that just talked about that, he has this lazy money just sitting around, it's worth about $400,000 from day one from what he put in. Okay, and then it has some long-term care benefits and all that other stuff, but it's a way to have tax-free money passing on, but it's also a way to let that money grow at 5% on an average that you can take it out whenever you want. So if you want to know about that program, it's unemployed money. Call it that unemployed money program, and I'll tell you exactly what it is and see if you qualify for that. Because if you qualify for this, this might be a great alternative to put some of your money. And if you think about it, if you have a portfolio, sitting there and it's a 50-50, 50% in bonds, 50% in the market, this would be really a great bond alternative because at 5%, bonds are making like 1, 1.5, 2%. It's just there to offset the volatility with your equity side. So this is an option to put some of the money in here and give you a little bit more, less bond exposure, more equity exposure, same risk.
And is there any risk in this, or is this something that is basically safe money when they put it in?
Well, it is safe money. It's, you know, your money is it's safe. It's not in the market. So if the market goes down, you still make a little bit, but you don't lose anything. So that's a... it's as safe as you can go, you know, with companies that ask, you know, it is with an insurance company. So it's, you know, you asked about safety, but it's more of, you know, the safety of the company, which we only deal with, you know, top rated companies. So as long as I've been doing business, John, I've been doing this for 33 years, and there was a company called Executive Life when I first got in the business back in the early 80s, and they were paying real high rates of return, but they were buying a bunch of junk bonds. They don't do that anymore, from Michael Milken back then in California. And so, but that's the, you know, that company, and there was, and what happened, Executive Life was bought by Sun Life of America. So before a company would ever go under, there's legal reserves of the company, and then you have, so for every dollar they put in, they have to put so much in guarantees. And then you have reinsurers. Different companies will reinsure each other. For example, I had Hartford for the longest time for my life insurance. Then all of a sudden, Prudential is my insurance company now. So they were one of the reinsurers that bought them. And then there's something called the State Guarantee Fund. But I'll go through all that when I see you. But yeah, you have a lot of different levels of protection.
All right. Well, if you want to find out about this unemployed cash, this plan that Alfie has that can really maximize your money that's sitting on the sideline, give him a call at 561-1155. Again, that's 561-1155. You owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health, whether it's for that plan or you want to find out about income or you want to find out about principal protection plans. He has many different services that he can offer you, and you owe it to yourself to sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Let him do a financial MRI. Call in the next 15 minutes. Sit down with him. 561-1155. We're going to be back right after this break, so don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155, 561-1155. You can meet with Alfie, have a meet and greet in Fort Myers or Naples, and he will examine your portfolio from the inside out and make recommendations to you that will be prudent and beneficial well into your retirement years. And, you know, Coach, every time I come in this office, it's always buzzing with clients. You know, sometimes I'm waiting on you to do the show. You're meeting with people. You have a lot of great people and potential clients that are coming in all the time that you have stories from that you really want to maybe relate to some of our listeners that are out there today.
That's a good point, John. I had one in particular that came in this week, and she had lost her husband some time ago, and she started to have to do the finances. You know, so she started managing the money, and it was a good amount of money. And I analyzed it. We did a financial MRI on it, and I looked at it, and I said, you know, you have a lot of large cap, and I showed her where she's taking a lot more risk, about 40% more risk than she needed to in order to get that return that she's been getting. So, and she realized that too, but she likes managing this money. So what I said is this, I said, what if I do a portion of your portfolio where you're not in, like your internationals, your small and some bond holdings, and then you would still have that rate of return, but we'd be reducing your portfolio overall. So this is where I worked with a client. Now, I say that because some advisors will say, no, I have to do it all or nothing, you know, and that's true in a lot of cases where if someone comes in and they want to put me up against another advisor, I'm not, you know, that doesn't usually work. If I'm going to show them that we're reducing your volatility by 40, 50%, why do you want to, you know, do that? But in this case was different because she liked doing what she was doing. She liked investing. She didn't have an advisor. She liked investing her own money, but she knew there was a weakness in part of it. So what I did is I worked with her, and I'm working with her as to put a plan together where I'll manage some of it that she's not managing, meaning that she doesn't have the internationals, the small caps, because we can get them at a much better price than she can. And a bond exposure that, different bonds that she can't get either that have some real nice returns. So with that being said, she, you know, we're putting a plan together, and that's where I can work with somebody that does like doing it themselves. Now, a lot of times do-it-yourselfers, she never did any of this, and then her husband passed away, and she continued doing it. You know, she learned. This lady was awesome because she literally didn't do anything right away, and she started studying and really, going to school in a sense of studying how to invest, but she still knew that she was not doing 100% efficient. So she was looking for some help. But then a lot of times if just the husband is the only one investing, John, I see this quite too much where the husband is the only one investing, not telling the spouse what's going on. And then something happens. And when something happens to him, then she's stuck with not knowing anything, not knowing about the finances, not knowing what, you know, what his strategy was or anything. So what I always say is I always like to have, if it's a do-it-yourselfer, I'd like to give an opportunity to show you what we can do, because if something happens to you, then your spouse is going to not miss a beat and be taken care of. And if I can show you that we can do what you're doing at a more efficient, you know, with more efficiency, then you can go out and not worry about, should I buy? Should I sell? What should I do? And then spending all the time on the computer. Because when you're retired, I think the last thing most people want to do is sit on the computer and look at stocks and bonds and make these changes. And a lot of times the do-it-yourselfers, John, are taking a whole lot more risk. and it costs them more. You know, I always talk about my story, and I can tell it again if you want. You want me to tell it again?
Which story? You got a lot of stories.
No, the do-it-yourselfer story, okay. Yeah.
Oh, you were in the bathroom,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, me in the bathroom. Yeah. I got, you know, the bathroom at the office needs a plumber, and I told her. It was so funny because the wife said, you know, the ladies' bathroom is making some noise there. I said, call a plumber, and this is why I said it so fast. I said, call a plumber because what happened was we had a leak in our bathroom last year, and my wife said, hey, Alfie, you know, we have a leak. And I said, oh, I can fix it. So I sat there. I know many of you heard the story, so if you have, just bear with me. It won't take long. So I put the top on my lap. I'm facing the toilet. I put it on my lap. I had my wife roll up my sleeves because I was just about to go to work. I put my arm in there to tighten the screw, and there was nothing to be tightened. So it was tight. So it was coming. The leak was from somewhere else. So my hands were still wet. So I went to put the top back on and to call a plumber, and boom, it just shattered. And water, it just busted the whole back of the tank. Water went everywhere. And at that point, I was rushing to turn the water off, the valve off. And it ended up costing me like $700-$800 to buy a new tank and get them out there to do everything. So the thing about it is this: we don't know what we don't know. And I should have known that. I should not have been messing with that. And the same thing with portfolios. That could be a big, big, you know, if your portfolio is taking 30 to 40% more risk, and if your portfolio in a bad time falls down, loses $100,000, $200,000, and we can avoid that extra $100,000, $200,000, is it a wise move? I say it is. So that's what we call that financial MRI. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And ask for your own financial MRI to see how what your holdings are doing from the inside out.
Yeah, you owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Why don't you give Alfie a call, 561-1155. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. We're going to be right back right after this break, so don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market, and of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Call in the next 15 minutes to meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. Ask for your complimentary financial MRI review. And basically, Alfie will sit down with you and examine your portfolio from the inside out. He's going to expose any fees that are hidden there that could be eating up your returns. Make sure you're diversified and allocated properly. Make sure that your money is not going to run out so you don't have to go back to work. Give him a call, 561-1155. And you made a great point before the break, you know, about people that are out there, husbands and wives, and husbands that are do-it-yourselfers. But what about husbands that are working with an advisor or working, you know, with a pension or a portfolio or a mutual fund that basically the wife really doesn't know what's going on? I mean, my wife really doesn't know too much about the investments and different things. They really need to get a second opinion, especially in a difficult time when they basically lose a loved one. Isn't that a great time to come in just to be reviewed to make sure that they're on track to stay retired? Because the last thing the wife wants to do is have to go back to work because maybe she's in a wrong investment strategy.
Well, they might not even have a strategy. A lot of people, John, what they do is they just invest for growth. And we talk about this during your during your working years, you're in the accumulation phase. So all you're doing is your main goal when you're working is to grow that money. So you could be 100% in the market very, very volatile, but that's okay. When the market goes down, you're pumping money in each week, each month. So that's the accumulation phase. And then you retire, and the same people that are growing your money now, they want to help you with the accumulation to into harvesting. And that's when you have to take the income from your account and rely on that, because that is your pension at that point. And a lot of people really don't understand that. A lot of advisors do not understand how to take that money and make it last, and which accounts to take it from. And, you know, it's so important, and it is an art. And that's what we have programs. When people come in and they actually see what their accounts are going to look like in the future, and what their pension is, and what if something happens to a spouse, and we can make all these changes with the 70-inch smart board, you can see it, and it's amazing what people say. You know what? This person that came in, a great guy, he's loves hunting and fishing, and he says, you know, no one really ever showed me this before, Alfie. I just want to know if I can stay retired. So we put his expenses in, we put his income in, we put his investments at a very, very low rate of return to show him that they're not hyperinflated. And then we showed him his guarantees that he had. And he says, you know, it's the first time I feel comfortable that I can see that I can retire and do the things I'd like to do and love to do without worrying that, do I have to go back to work or not? And that's the main thing. When you're retired, it's important to, part of being retired and having that peace of mind, in a sense of knowing that your plan is, you do have a plan in place. Because a lot of advisors, John, they just have a plan of investing your money. They don't really have a plan. You know, when the holistic plan is looking at everything, looking at your income, looking at your legacy, looking at your taxes, looking at everything, and making sure that you have a plan in place.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, let's take one last question today, as time is flying by, as always, on this radio broadcast. And this question is very good. It says, what are the rules that dictate whether or not I can roll my 401k at work into my own IRA while I'm still working? I know one person that has done it, but have another friend who is being told that he can't, and I'm confused. And it's very interesting, because there's a lot of people that go from job to job today, even that are leaving their 401ks or their investments from that job in that place. And really, you have a strategy to help sort of like bring that all into one pie, don't you?
Yeah. So when you have IRAs and you have a 401k, a lot of times your 401ks are you have an old employer that it was still left at, and where you're retiring from. Yes, it's important to, you can roll all those into one and control it yourself. So if you have an old 401k, you're going to be much better off having it in your IRA. The only time a 401k is good is when you're working, is that if you're planning on working beyond age 70, you do not have to take your money out of a 401k like an RMD while you're still working. So if you're going to say, I'm going to work to 73, 74, then it's best to leave it in a 401k, because you don't have to take distributions until you retire. But if you're about to retire, or you are retired and you have this old 401k at work, it's best to, you control it yourself and roll it into an IRA that you can control, and you can have many options. Being independent, that's what's great about what we do, John, where I'm independent, where I do not, I can have any fund manager that we feel is of quality. So give us a call. And if you want an independent that does, institutional over retail, and that's what you want. So the easy to understand plan to show you where you are now and where you should be going looking forward. We're going to run a fee analysis to untangle your hidden costs. We're going to find out what those mutual fund fees are, annuities, advisor fees. It's better to keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket than theirs. We're going to do a brief analysis on your taxes to show you where you might reduce it and best places to take your money from. And last but not least, we're going to put an income plan together, which will help you take the guesswork out of retirement. This is a complete financial MRI review. So pick up the phone now and give us a call over the next 15 minutes.
That's 561-1155, 561-1155. 1155. You do owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. And you have a lot of people coming into the office, sitting down with you. And, you know, these reviews are very beneficial, and people's eyes are really being open when they see all the things that are really going on inside their portfolio, isn't it?
Well, it's not just that. And when they really see a plan in place, now, most people do not have a written income plan, do not have a plan that shows them how their money is going to look, how it looks in the future. If their spouse dies, what happens? A lot of times they don't really understand, if the spouse dies, how much of that pension do they get to keep? You know, what their income is going to be, what the Social Security is going to be. So this is a complete, in order to have a retirement that you're comfortable with, you have to understand where your income is going to come from and where your investments are really located.
All right. You owe it to yourself to give Coach a call, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. When you do call, request your complimentary MRI, your financial MRI review. You will meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, and he will examine your portfolio from the inside out. He's going to make sure that you're diversified correctly, allocated correctly, make sure that you're rebalancing inside your portfolio so that you're staying with the same mix that you desire to have. And he's going to answer a question you should be asking: will my income last? 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. Until next time, stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.